Penguin Audio presents Tough Choices, written and read by Carly Fiorina. In the end, the board did not have the courage to face me. They did not thank me, and they did not say goodbye. They did not explain their decision or their reasoning. They did not seek my opinion or my involvement in any aspect of the transition. Having asked me to come to Chicago for a meeting, they left me waiting in my hotel room for over 3 hours. As I waited, I knew whatever came next was a turning point. I wasn't prepared for the empty conference room I entered. Only the two designated messengers and a lawyer remained in the room. The chair of the Nominating and Governance Committee said, "Carly, the board has decided to make a change at the top. I'm very sorry." I knew he had opposed my ouster. And then the new chairman said they wanted my help in positioning the news. She said they thought I should describe this as my decision. I should say I thought it was time to move on. I asked when they wanted to make the announcement. Right away. The meeting lasted less than 3 minutes. I asked for a few hours to think, and I left the room. I believe the truth is always the best answer, whatever the consequences. Less than 2 hours later, I sent a message to the new chairman saying we should tell the truth. The board had fired me. When the announcement was made, I simply said, "While I regret that the board and I had differences over the execution of the strategy, I respect their decision. HP is a great company, and I wish the people of HP all the best." I had always known I might lose my job. I was playing a high-stakes game with powerful people and powerful interests, but I had not expected the end to come in this way. I knew we were on the verge of reaping tremendous benefits from all our hard work, and I thought the board knew this too. I wanted so much to be able to gather my team one last time and tell them how proud I was of all we had accomplished together. My heart ached that I was not given an opportunity to say goodbye to the people of HP, whom I had grown to love. As I steeled myself for the public announcement on February 9, 2005, I knew it would be big news. The reality of the coverage was even worse than I had imagined. It hurt me, but it hurt my family and friends more. I felt lonely, but no lonelier than I'd felt for the past 6 years. I was deeply sad that fellow board members I had known and trusted would not pay me the simple respect of looking me in the eye and telling me the truth. I felt betrayed when I considered that some board members, having spoken outside the boardroom, had broken their duty of confidence to one another and to me. I felt all these things, but after a lifetime of fears, I was not afraid. I had done what I thought was right. I had given everything I had to something I'd believed in. I had made mistakes, but I had made a difference. I was at peace with my choices and their consequences. My soul was still my own. How a story ends has much to do with how it begins, and so I must begin with my mother and father. My mother, Madeline Montrose Juergens, was the only child of a Ford Motors assembly line worker and a lovely woman of French descent named Clara Hall. They lived in Rossford, Ohio. Clara Hall died of stomach cancer when my mother was only 10. My father, Joseph Tyree Sneed, was born in a tiny Texas town called Calvert. His father, a well-respected rancher and landowner, died of congestive heart failure when my father was barely 12 years old. Raised in small towns, bereft of a parent, my mother and father grew up feeling they had something to prove and something to escape. They were strong, self-reliant, and deeply insecure all at the same time. They believed hard work, discipline, and willpower were essential ingredients of a worthy life and an admirable character. My father wanted his children to be educated in a classical way: history, literature, Latin. He was a man of letters. He became a professor of law, and his children should be the same. My mother wanted everything.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?